Blog Talk Radio.
To you, it is a gorgeous, crisp winter morning in Connecticut. We got some snow over the weekend, but it's all melted and all gone, and it's a gorgeous, gorgeous day here in Connecticut today. I want to thank guests 1531 and 1544 for hanging out with me early in the chat room. I'm excited about the conversation today because we're going to be talking about some of the things that we as entrepreneurs and small business people or people who are thinking of becoming entrepreneurs need to do differently this year, 2012. 2012 is our year to make a difference around the world. The number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And we are going to be joined by Mrs. Michelle Coulas out of Florida. Momentarily, she's going to call to weigh in on the conversation this morning. I encourage all of you, call in and weigh in. I'm going to be sharing some different principles with you, but I also want to learn from you and hear about some of the things that you are doing. This first portion of our show is brought to you today by
SuperFastLinkBuilding.com. The biggest challenge for business owners and entrepreneurs like you is getting your site to show up on the first page of a Google search. It's been reported that Google often changes their search reporting methods multiple times in the same day. That's why you can't use just any search optimization company. The SEO company that you choose has to think fast and move even faster. At SuperFastLinkBuilding.com, we've designed and developed a unique system to start positioning your site closer to the top. Our complex system of websites and blogs, along with our proprietary algorithms, are pushing our clients' sites to page one every day. Your site will never rise on its own. You've got to do something about it. Subscribe today. SuperFastLinkBuilding.com.
All right, I encourage you to support our sponsors. And I want to do a little bit of housekeeping before I go into the principles here. You all know that March the 23rd through the 26th is the Vision Weekend Conference in New York City. And we encourage you to become an affiliate by visiting DaphneClarkHudson.com. To become an affiliate, it is free. But the neat thing about it is that you can become an affiliate, help us to promote the conference. When your people on your list, when they sign up from your list, you will be paid $100. And you can use that to work your money to have some extra money in New York City. So we ask that you visit us at www.DaphneClarkHudson.com, and you can just see more information there. I also want to just let you know who some of the speakers are. We have Jan Mullock from Scotland. We have Crystal Washington from Houston, Texas. We have Kobe Huberman from Israel. And we have Jennifer Sertle out of New York. And as I progress this morning on the show, I will be telling you some more of our speakers. So we encourage you to visit us at www.DaphneClarkHudson.com. And I'm putting it in the chat room as we speak. And if you have any questions, call us at 866-337-3945. And just ask us any questions that you may have. We are also accepting application for vendors. If you have a product or service that you think will enhance entrepreneurship, you need to be there at the conference at the prestigious Broadway Millennium Hotel. So I look forward to seeing you there. So let the conversation begin. As entrepreneurs, there are so many things we will need to do to reinvent ourselves if we want to remain in the game of life that is called entrepreneurship. We can no longer do the same old, same old, same old. And that's one of the reasons why the Vision Weekend Conference came about. Because we have some of the world's greatest speakers in the area of entrepreneurship that will be present there on the platform. And I want to just publicly thank the Spain U.S. Chamber of Commerce for being a partner with us in putting this Vision Weekend Conference forth. So we want to thank Executive Director Mrs. Basila Bakuku and the phenomenal team there at the Spain USA Chamber of Commerce. And yes, we are also, the conference is also featured in the Elan Couture magazine. So you check us out. Oh, I should have got the link so I could put the link in the chat room. However, just look, search online for the Elan Couture magazine. And we are featured on pages 84 and 85. And we want to thank Editor-in-Chief, Miss Yolanda Webb, and her amazing team. She's also one of our phenomenal speakers. and you want to know about Lack Doesn't Live Here, well, you need to be at the Vision Weekend Conference so you can hear firsthand from Miss Yolanda Webb. So we have an amazing lineup of speakers there for you. So get your pens, get your pads and papers. I am looking to start do the principles, but then I know I'm expecting the call at 10:15. So maybe we'll just continue talking. For the people in the chat room, if you have a question, you can go ahead and type it in the chat room, or you can call 646-915-8166. And I could go ahead and discuss the question you ask or answer it, or we could work it out together until I got the call in, because she will be calling in 4 minutes. So once we start with that, we get her out of the way, and then we'll continue with the principles that I have here to go over with you. We are going to be talking about today, you know, we're going to talk about our plan, our action plan, and what it needs to look like and what it needs to entail. We are going to talk about the role that our faith and spiritual health plays in entrepreneurship. We are going to talk about our passion. How does that fuel what we are doing? And what I'm sharing with you is the things that I do for myself and have been doing for a few years. And I know that people always wait on New Year's Day and say they're going to make New Year's resolution. However, we as entrepreneurs need to continuously modify our action plan, because we are in the people business, and each and every day we are looking for the opportunity to serve someone new. So we are just so excited about the conversation today, and I know I have some valuable points here that I'm going to share with you after I get off with Michelle. We should have maybe around about an hour or something. So we're going to be doing fantastic in that area. But for those of you who are listening, I know you have some valuable points too that you can share. And that's why I encourage you to please call in at 646-915-8166. So we are in 2 minutes. I should be getting a call from Michelle. And Michelle does something unique. She's an entrepreneur and she is a homeschool mom. And every day I ask myself, since I've met Michelle, I said, oh my heavens, how does she homeschool 2 children and be an entrepreneur and a wife? How does she do it? So she's coming on this morning, and we know that we are going to be able to pick up some high points from her as well that will be beneficial to us. So again, the chat room is up and running. The phone lines are open to you. I want you to take advantage of that. And the other thing I want to let you know is that for those of you who are on Facebook, I want you to visit Vision Weekend at Facebook.com Vision Weekend and like our page, please. And what we are doing every day, we are featuring one of the speakers on that page as well on my personal Facebook page. So you go there, you will see today's featured speaker. And the speaker today is Mr. Ed Foxworth. Yesterday we had Jennifer Sertle, and then I think we have our caller on now, so we're going to go over to her. Well, good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 3072. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, Daphne. My name is Michelle.
Hi. How are you, Michelle?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I was just talking you up here in the chat room. I was telling people you are an entrepreneur and you're a homeschool mother. And ever since I met you a few years ago, I keep asking myself the question, how does she homeschool two children and be a successful entrepreneur? So I thank you for agreeing to join the conversation at such late notice, but I know you're always prep and ready to go. So we are going to be having a great time.
Great.
So although we are going to have you back on as an official entrepreneur in a couple of weeks to talk about that, but today's conversation, I don't know whether you got the time to check it out. We decided that the conversation today will be focused in on what does entrepreneurs need to do differently in 2012 in order to remain in the game of entrepreneurship. So I figure, you know, what better person to have that conversation with than a mother who is doing just that, doing things extremely different. But please, take a few minutes, Michelle, and introduce yourself to the listeners.
Okay, well, I am a homeschool mom, and I live in Southwest Florida. I'm also the owner of Exceptional Expression. It's a freelance writing company, and we help internet companies with their content. We help search engine optimize websites, e-books, you know, things like that.
Wonderful.
And I don't know. What else do you want me to tell people?
Well, you told them a lot, so because you're going to come back, so we will hold the rest so that they must come back to hear you when you're on.
That's right.
Yes. Entrepreneurship, mother, wife, community leader, all those things.
That's
when
right.
When you first thought about becoming a mother and an entrepreneurship together, what were some of the thoughts that you had to weigh in on along with your lovely husband?
Well, first of all, I needed to understand a little bit about time management, and that's something that I'm still working on. It's hard to balance all of it. So what I really needed to do was put some of my pride aside and ask for help from other people. Whether that means hiring another writer to help me with the business, or whether that means, you know, depending on programs and things for the children, because you really can't do it all of the time.
That's right. And, you know, as women, Michelle, I like how we start this conversation, because we, as women, we think we got to do it all.
Right.
And I am so happy that you start off with this point of asking for help. And a lot of the time, the help comes in different ways.
Exactly.
So, you know, what better way to begin to do things different than knowing, although you're an entrepreneur, you do not need to operate as if you are a one-man show. Because with internet, so accessible to us, we can get the right help from wherever it is. But we have to swallow our pride and first ask for help. Now, after you realized that and you did that, what was your next step?
Another thing that I do have to keep in mind is that there always has to be balance. It's very easy to get so caught up in being a homeschool mom and trying to live up to that ideal, and also being a business owner and trying to live up to that ideal. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you do just need to be yourself and, you know, make compromises and make sacrifices. You can't always be the best at everything. And I think it's important to realize that. And also to set the bar high for yourself, but not to fall apart when you don't, reach everything that you hope to do.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You know, balance is so important. And for each and every one of us, that will mean something else. So you will need to find out, what do you need to have in place to be balanced? You know, some people will look at their spirituality. Some will look at their diet and that kind of pattern. But I think you need to do a self-assessment to really identify what balance means for you. Would you agree with that, Michelle?
I absolutely agree, Daphne.
Because, you know, I go back. I don't know if it is because of the costume I wear of being a woman. But we tend to neglect ourselves so much.
Right.
We are looking about everybody else around us. The pets, the community, the husband, the church. And yet, when we decide to do something for us, we have the iron board in one hand, we have the sandwich and the cup of juice in one hand, and we're biting the sandwich, sipping the tea and ironing at the same time, and so many other things. Guys, we don't need to do that.
Right.
We can accomplish much more when we prioritize and work on getting balanced. So what are some of the other pointers?
One other thing that I think is very important is to realize that everything changes. What you do in 2010 is not what you're going to have to do in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
My children are now 11 and almost 9, and so I'm out of the phase of having to chase toddlers and wrangle preschoolers. So every year as they get older, they gain more independence. I can hand more responsibility to them while at the same time deciding what I want to spend that gained time on. So I think that that's important, to be fluid and flexible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Flexibility. A lot of people have control issues. They don't want to delegate any task because they are the only one who can do it properly.
Right.
I think we as mothers need to accept that it's not going to be done the way we would do it. The important thing is that whomever we delegate the task to, that they do it to the best of their ability, and that we compliment and appreciate them. Because we're going to find out that when we do that, we are releasing so much more time that we can put into our business.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And it is hard to do that because a lot of times I will look at something that one of the kids have done or something that I've even hired somebody to do, and I might think, wow, you know, I need to redo that. But it's really not necessary. Everything doesn't have to be perfect to my standards all the time.
Exactly, because our standards are authentically who we are.
Right.
So whatever the next person gives us, whether it might be a child or a hired hand, that's authentic to them. And I think one thing that we can do or have in place to alleviate the fact of criticizing and tearing apart what somebody else does for us, whether it's voluntarily or paid, is to have a pre-conversation with whomever it is about what the result you're looking for.
Exactly, because people are not mind readers, and they don't always know exactly. Yeah.
Oh, boy, and women, we just think everybody know what we want without saying it, right?
Exactly.
You didn't tell me that. Oh, but don't you know? You've been married to me for 100 years. You know me. You know, I just know that a lot of our things that we we do in our normal life, it rarely rolls over into our personal life, because I think when we have our personal life all together and in balance, it's going to be much more easier.
Exactly.
For us to balance our business. So now that the children are older,
mm-hmm.
and it's more advanced work that you have to do for them. Which phase of the homeschooling at this stage you think was more challenging, when they were younger or at this stage?
There are difficult things about each stage. When they're younger, before they know how to read, it's very labor intensive because they can't do anything independently.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they're older, though, I'm finding that I do need to depend on other people to lend their expertise. I really I can't do it all. My son will be starting sixth grade next
mm-hmm.
year,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's difficult to know exactly what he needs to prepare
mm-hmm.
him for high school and things like that. So sometimes it's just, it's mentally more difficult now because I really have to think and put together and, well, who can I, you know,
yeah,
where can I send it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But now that they are reading, at least, that's a big thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, your kids, they're so intelligent. I know they'll go on the computer and research things. But I know in some areas, because there's another lady, I know Betty Swans up in New Britain here in Connecticut. I know you just moved from Connecticut a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Betty has three lovely daughters. And she homeschooled them all the way into college. And
wow.
Now they are out of the house in college. So now she went back to school for herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I know one of the things that Betty always shared with me was that there were times when they hired tutors, but then there are some community here in Connecticut, and I don't know if they have it down there in Florida, where there are homeschoolers who are stronger in certain areas, and they would get like a public room where you could take your sixth grader or whatever grade it is to be part of that class. And it was considered a homeschool tutoring process, too. So there are so many resources out there. And I'm sure they probably would have that down there, too, that you could access.
They do. We have many homeschool cooperatives. And sometimes certified teachers, you know, will help with that sort of thing if they're homeschooling mothers themselves.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a very social and like a community activity. That we have quite a large network of homeschoolers down here.
Yeah, and I know one of the stereotypes that I used to hear people talk about homeschoolers is that, oh, they grow up and they don't know how to socialize. But no, I am telling you from personal experience, it is not true. Those kids are so well-rounded. The ones I have encountered, they have strong debating skills. They can just hold a conversation, and all around, they are so well balanced.
Yes, I think the main socialization problem with homeschoolers is that there's an opportunity for too much socialization. We could be out of the house every day socializing because there are that many opportunities.
Yes, yes, and that's good too, because, you know, when you look on these kids in the classroom,
mm-hmm.
in school, and you look on how many field trips do they do in a school year,
mm-hmm.
and how many new students are they meeting. But
exactly.
As a home school, if you could have the opportunity to meet somebody new each day,
right,
depending on what it is you want to do.
Exactly.
And if you were to do this again, would you make the same choice to homeschool?
I absolutely would.
Beautiful, beautiful. What are some of the high for the parents who will be listening to this and want to try it out? What are some of the high points for you so far that you would use to encourage them to go for it?
To homeschool?
Yeah.
Well, you see what your child is learning. You don't have to depend on grades and tests. We had never tested them or used grades in our homeschool. And that's something that's important to us. Just as you would see, a lot of times people say, how do you know they're learning? And the answer to that is that you see it all the time. It would be like saying, how do you know that your child knows how to talk? Well, because you're there and you see it and you hear it. And the growth that I've seen, it's sometimes there are periods of when it doesn't seem like they're doing a lot, and then all of a sudden there will be a month-long period where they learn so many new skills. So one piece of advice I would have to anybody who wants to homeschool is to just let the process work. Mm-hmm. It's not an overnight success story, but it can be, but it's not always.
That's right. And, you know, I love that principle. Because the grading system that we have in schools is quite devastating to a lot of students. You know, I have a friend in Jamaica who is my age, and we had not spoken a few years, and she was here a few weeks ago. And she congratulated me on some new things I've done academically.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, she could have gone back to school, but she didn't. And I said to her, it's not too late, Lorraine, you can still do it. And she said, no, for me it is too late, because she says,
mm-hmm.
I have always been afraid of taking tests.
Hmm.
And I'm talking about a woman who had great jobs. She worked in the court system as a legal secretary. She worked with one of the top law firms when I was out there. And yet, in her 60s, she's still devastated about taking tests. So,
right.
You know, every one of us have different learning styles. However, the grading system is not structured or designed for that. So if we don't meet up to what their guideline is, we can oftentimes see our children as failures, and which can be damaging to them. So, you know, I commend every homeschool parent who has invested that time in the welfare of their children, because I know it's not an easy task.
Right.
It is not an easy task, but it is a worthy one.
It is. And if you do remember to ask for help when you need it, I think that makes it much easier if you don't insist on doing everything yourself. I think that makes it a lot easier on everybody, including the children.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, I know you are in the middle of schooling, so
mm-hmm.
I want to give you a few minutes to just do some closing points, and I'm looking forward to having you back on the show to talk about your phenomenal business that you do and the services that you have available for entrepreneurs. But thank you for coming on this morning to shed some light on how to include what you're doing into your business and doing it so well. So please, you can have a few words for your closing remarks.
Well, I guess really I probably said everything I had to say. It's good to ask for help. It's good to set the standard high, but to also be realistic. And it's good to not really listen to the naysayers. There are going to be a lot of people who are going to tell you, people don't do it that way, or, you know, that's not the normal way to do things. But if you're doing something and it's working for you, then by all means, you know, continue doing it.
That's right. And who's normal it is? I mean, every time people use that word normal to me, I say, whose? Mine or yours or the other millions of people? Because normal to every person is something else, you know?
Exactly.
So we need to just understand that. So thank you so very much.
Thank you, Daphne, for having me on.
The time off, and I'll be talking to you soon, and I'll see you on the show in a couple of weeks.
Okay, Daphne, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Michelle. That was Mrs. Michelle Kulas calling in to share with us about being a homeschool mom and what an amazing job she does. Just great kids, her son and her daughter. Very, very well-rounded children. So I thank Michelle for calling in this morning. And now we are going to go into our conversation. And again, before we do that, I want to just take a quick commercial break, because once I start going here now, I am not going to be breaking. We are going to be going. I'll be glancing at the board, and then we are going to just go straight. So I want to just do one more commercial, because this segment of the show is brought to you by Marquee Global Coaching and Personal Development.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right. So thank you guys very much for all your support that you can give. And I'm just going to go on and we're just going to share some of the principles that I am incorporating in what will help me to do things differently. So the first thing we need to do as entrepreneurs, we must develop a concrete plan of what our vision is. To be successful, we must have a clear plan. And that plan needs to be clear not only to you but to others, because that is going to play a role in how we attract customers or clients and how our brand is accepted out there. And, you know, so we need to have a vision of what it is we want, and we need to have that clear plan put in place. And I love what Michelle shared with us about asking for help and all of that. We cannot do everything. If you don't know how to do a marketing plan, and if you do not know how to create marketing materials, hire somebody to do it for you. It does not make any sense that you start doing it and then you have to keep redoing and redoing and redoing because it is not done properly. Don't be stingy. All right? So that's the first point. To be successful, you must have a clear plan. Number two, if you don't have a plan, God doesn't have anything specific to direct you to. You know, we are all created for a reason and a purpose. And a lot of us sit down and say, well, we are waiting on God. He already gave us breath. So we have to begin to take action. And as we take action and have a plan in place, and as we begin to implement, then He is going to give us more. Number three, in Proverbs 16 and verse 1, it says, to man belong the plans of the heart, but from God comes the reply of the tongue. And so it is saying there that He already gave us what it is we need to do. So once we begin, and a lot of times our words is powerful towards the result that we are getting. God leaves the planning up to the heart of us to get it done. But He will provide the explanation as to how the vision will be accomplished. So don't just sit down with your arms folded. Start and do something. You might stumble, but that's okay. If you stumble, you get up and you start going again. Also, in Proverbs 16 and verse 9, it says, in his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. So this goes to support what I say. If you fall, he's going to help us to get back up and to do what we need to do. When a person receives an idea from God, it must be cultivated soon or the idea goes away. So don't keep sitting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, because you know something? The idea is going to go away, or somebody else is going to, you keep talking about it and somebody else get up and implement it, and all of a sudden there's a lot of envy and jealousy going on there. Many opportunities come to people, but they have no plan in place, and that would enable them to make something out of it. Going back to what Michelle shared earlier on, ask for help. Ask for help. No one has to do it all. And I just like what she says, because as women, we think that we must do it all by ourselves. If we don't have a plan for our life, we have nothing to refer to when you want to make sure we are on track. You must secure for yourself the answers to the question, who I am. You heard me mention that a lot of times. You know, who are you and what do you want? Ask yourself the question over and over and over again, because each new day we have a new reason to and desire and opportunity to reinvent and recreate who we are. So who am I? You will never become really successful in life if you don't have a clear idea of your own identity. And not what you study, not what your name is and all of that, but who are you authentically? You must answer that question, where am I going? Where am I going? Once you learn God's purpose, you can start planning effectively, because you will be able to plan with focus. A vision becomes a plan when it is captured, fleshed out, and written down. Write it down. Write it down. I find out that the more I write and journal and things like that, the more creative thoughts that comes to me. You can't tell your plan to everyone, because some people won't be able to handle it while you are making it. So be careful. Be selective. Be selective as to who you tell your business to. Your dream is worth writing down. If God gave it to you, it deserves to be done. So don't keep looking around for other people's approval, because you already got the approval of the most prominent person and the person who has helped you to create that. Because, you know, when God put breath in us and fertilized the egg in our pair, in our mothers, there was a problem that he knows that, oh, I want that Daphne to solve that problem. And that's why he gave life to me. So I'm so thankful that my mom did not abort me, because she would have aborted that vision and calling that the Lord gave me. Your dream is worth writing down. If God gave it to you, it is deserved to be done by you, not by somebody else. You can always ask for help, but do not pass it off to other people to be done completely. Stay involved in it. Your plan is material for your prayers. You know, once you have your plan in place, you pray about it, you meditate about it, you say, God, This is what I have here. This is what I understand from what it is you want to tell me. Is there anything else I need in order to have this more clear? Your plan will enable you to fulfill your destiny. All of us have a destiny, and we must focus on that destiny in order to fulfill our vision. You cannot be successful without passion. You know, for me, passion is my fuel. It's my energy. It's like, passion to me is like when you plug in something in the wall socket to get electricity. That's what passion is like for me. Passionate people have discovered something more important than life itself. You know, a passionate person knows that if I have to eat, it's up to me, and I have to go out there because my excitement will attract people to me. Vision is is a precedent of passion. You know, nobody else has to believe in what I'm passionate about because God gave it to me. I will use the vision conference as an example. You know, God gave that vision to me, and I'm so excited that we have 18 other people who are very passionate about it and decided that they want to come on board and be a part of it. This is what I'm talking about, that your passion will attract the right people to you. Vision will always be tested by tribulation. Stuff is going to happen, but you cannot give up. You got to stick it out. Faithfulness to vision is one of the marks of its legitimacy. How you know it's legit? You got to be faithful to the vision. Even when something looks like it's not going good, you must stay faithful to it in order for it to come to maturity. Passion means that no matter how tough things are, that you believe it's bigger than you see. You got to keep focus on the end result. Trust me, you must keep focus on the end result. What they say, the darkest time before daylight is midnight. So you got to see that darkness and know there is light at the end of the tunnel. A person of passion is always eager to fulfill a vision. So when you're looking for somebody to be on your team, make sure you get people who are passionate. They don't understand it, but just from you sharing it with them, they are so excited about it. And they are going to help you to get it done. Passion keeps you focused on your vision. Because you don't have time to get depressed and worried about it because you are so passionate and you just keep going. People ask me all the time, where you get your energy from? And I say, I'm just so excited about all the things I do and about life each day. Just waking up, I am so excited about that. Sight is a function of the eyes, while vision is a function of the heart. You know, all of us has in our subconscious mind a lot of naysaying and all those things where people say we can't do this, we can't do that, we can't do the other. But you got to keep focus on what's in your heart. What's your heart telling you? What you feel like? And that's what you need to keep focus on. Sight is the ability to see things as they are while vision is the ability to see things as they could be or should be. You know, what I say, you speak it into existence. Speak it into existence. You know you're going to do this this thing, and I am expecting a delivery, so I have to take this call. Hello, good morning. Yes. It's the last one. Tell them to come to the end where they see the red pickup truck park. I'm on the radio, so they need that. There's a note on the door what to do. Thank you. All right. Yes, I'm expecting a delivery from Sears, and they said they couldn't find my house. Yes, so we must never let, we must never let what our eyes see determine what our hearts believe. Hello? It is Sherry Lane Extension, and it's the last house. I just spoke with someone from your organization, and I am on the radio. There's a note on the door. The last house on Sherry Lane Extension. If they are on Sherry Lane, they are on the wrong street. Yes. I'm on the radio, ma'am. It's a white house. It's the last house on the street. It's off of Sherry Lane. It's close to Candlewood Lake Road North, just as they come on the street. I am on the radio, ma'am. I'm having a radio show. Okay? Thank you. We must never, I am sorry about that, guys. All right. Faith is vision in the heart. So even when someone does not believe what you are doing, you must believe for yourself about what needs to happen. And I'm just going to put a song on right now so I can just look outside if they are there. It's a good thing to have neighbors. I put the music on and just went and called one of my neighbors so that he can come over to help me get this this refrigerator in the house. People don't read. You give them your street address and they go somewhere entirely different. And so I am so thankful that you guys understand. All right. So we're talking about faith is a vision of the heart. And sight without vision is dangerous because it has no hope. And for each and every one of us, we need to understand that. So in 2012, you know, all of this is going to be dependent on each and every one of us. You know, what's our passion? What do we believe in? And how we are going to let this happen? The vision in our hearts are greater than our environment. So it doesn't matter the circumstances that you go through. It doesn't matter for me, I was homeless. It doesn't matter. You can still do something. It is dependent on you, the action that you want to take and what you decide you're going to do. But your environment does not dictate your end result. God gave us vision so we would not have to live by what we see. So, you know, there's darkness around you, but you can be the one person who is in the midst of that darkness and you're saying that I know that I am going to be better than right here. All right? We were created to live according to the way God functions. God functions through faith and in His Word. So we must always believe and know that it is not about us. You know, because I know that God takes a lot of nobody and turns them into great people. We hear that over and over and over again. Over and over and over again. While thoughts are the most important thing on earth, words are the most powerful thoughts designed a future, but words create the future. So, it you know, be careful about the words that you are using. You know, what it is you are using. Let them be powerful words that will impact the result and get you the result that you want. Whether words are spoken or written, they are full of creative power. So, for those of you who have been listening to my show for a while, you hear me say that each and every day you can rewrite the script of your life. But it is up to you to rewrite that script of your life. So do that. Use the right words. Some people do it through journaling. Some people do it through affirmation. And you just need to use the right words to get the right results that you want. Faith sees problems as opportunity. You oftentimes hear that in the Asian culture, there is no word as problems. It's always opportunities, opportunities. What we see as conflict and struggle, they see as opportunities. And they keep focus on the opportunities versus us, the problems. The next thing we want to talk about is that great thinking precedes great achievement. Great thinking precedes great achievement. You don't need to be big to think through. You don't need to be big to think great thoughts. You need to think great thoughts to become big. That is the faith of vision. So you are speaking into existence that which you want. All right? You don't. Ideas control the world. Ideas control the world. A vision is an idea that is so powerful it can live beyond the grave. So I'm going to put another music on right now and just tell my delivery gentleman what he needs to do. So I will be right back here. I am going to just put another song on for you here. Running back and forth this morning. All right, so the next thing we are talking about is that God has a plan for each of our lives, yet he brings those plans to pass in a gradual way. You oftentimes hear it said that Rome was not built in a day, and that's the same way. As an entrepreneur, our successes is not going to come one day, but we have to take our time gradually, and just keep doing it diligently. You heard Michelle Kulas spoke about helping, asking for help, you know, who can help us? What can they do for us? Don't be prideful. Open your mouths and ask. God will tell you where you are going with your vision, but he will rarely tell you exactly how he will take you there. So you got to trust it. You got to just trust the process. And you know, don't be focusing on what your neighbor is doing and what somebody else is doing, but stay true to your call. You know, there are a lot of times when we are in jobs that we don't like, and we just have to keep doing that because there are lessons there for us to learn. And once we learn that lesson, you wake up and God promotes us out of there. There is no hurried way to get God's vision. No hurried way. So we got to go the course. Stick with it and keep doing it. at the time that we receive our vision, we are not yet ready for it. So we have to grow into it. Some of us, we got to go to school. We got to get different stuff done and in place. But don't give up. Don't give up. Stay faithful to it. Stay faithful. There are times when we are down in the valley and we can't learn the lesson about what it is that we need to have, and we must learn the lesson about what it is that we have to get done. The process of vision, one, develops our character, and two, produces the responsibility. There are, okay.
There's some dents on it.
On what?
In the refrigerator.
Up there?
No, the new one.
I don't know.
That's if they should have told us something.
Ask him what am I supposed to do. Ooh, he got with the deliver. No.
Do you want to deliver it?
Okay, let me just put my music back on. I need to just talk with my delivery gentleman a minute here.
Your blood speaks a better word than all the empty claims I've heard upon this earth. It's righteousness for me. Stand in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood. Your blood. Your blood speaks a better word. All the empty claims I've heard upon this soul speaks righteousness for me and stands in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood. What can wash away our sin? What can
I have to just share this with the world. They send the new refrigerator and then there's a big bang in the front door of it. So, oh, we're not going to be able to, I'm not going to take that. So, we are just working on that part and my dear friend Charlie is there helping me.
Yeah. Three small dents on the bottom of the front door. It doesn't look bad, but it's up to you.
It's bad?
No, you really, you know, it's up to you.
Look at it, if it's okay with you.
It seems to be okay, but you want to get a new one tomorrow? I don't know, when would they deliver it?
Tell him to find out when they would come.
Okay.
All right. Woo! God places in us jobs that will prepare us for our life's work. So, you know, I tell my clients as a coach, I tell my clients all the time that I want them to just learn the lesson of where they are. Don't do something only for the money. Look at the advantage of how is that going to be helping you to move ahead and to go ahead. And it's just so important that we know what it is that we are looking towards. The vision God has given you will come to pass, will not come to pass until you demonstrate some faith into it. It is important to stay faithful to that vision and on that calling. If you want to be successful, you must set priorities for yourself in relation to your vision. You must prioritize. Understanding priority will help you accomplish your dream, because priority is the key to effective decision making. All right, I want to just people never come on time. They say between 10:30 and 12:30. So I figure I'll be off the radio by the time they get here. But nah, they're here. So we are getting that done. So that's one of the other things as entrepreneurs we need to do, to be flexible and to be have good relationship with your neighbors so that they can come and just chip in for you when something else needs to be done. Yes and no. Okay. No, I think I was at number 3. We spoke about if you want to be successful, you must set priorities for yourself in relation to your vision. Understanding priorities will help you accomplish your dreams, because priority is the key to effective decision making. You can tell the kind of life you are going to have in the future by the decisions you are making today. So remember that the words that you use today are beginning to create what you will give birth to later on or tomorrow. Yes and no are the most powerful words you will ever say. God wants you to be able to say them with precision because they will determine your destiny. When people don't succeed in their visions, it is often because they don't understand that prioritizing creates useful limits to their choices. You have to determine what is beneficial, and you have to define what is beneficial based on the needs of your vision.
Friday, I'm going to call you Thursday to let you know what time Friday, unless you want, correct?
That's the day after tomorrow.
That's Friday. They don't know what time. They'll let you know Thursday night or Thursday when they call you.
I'm not here Thursday night. I'll just take that.
Okay.
Since it's at the bottom, there's no more.
The only thing that should master you are the things that will take you to the goal. Once you are certain of where you are meant to go in life and have truly committed to it, then many extraneous things in your life will fall away on their own. The vision itself decides what is good for you. You don't just do good things. You do things that are good for your vision. So, you know, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine the other day, and I said to her, she mentioned that she had not seen me at a certain networking meeting. And I say, I've made the decision a couple of years ago that I am no longer just going to meetings and turning up. I'm going to meetings where I can add value and in turn have value being added. So if you keep going to a place and you're just turning up to go have lunch or to have coffee, it's not worth your time. There has to be other reasons there why you are going. So
they're taking it back. They said they already called it in and all that. So this is the phone number if you want to talk to them. It's my 800 for my home. All right, I'll close out the other thing.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Once you are certain of where you are meant to go in life and have truly committed to it, then many, many great things are going to be taking place in your life. The vision itself decides what is good for you. You don't just do things. You don't just do good things. You do things that are good for your vision. And remember that the vision is not about you. Your greatest challenge is not in choosing between good or bad, but between good and best. And I want to repeat that one. Your greatest challenge in life is chosen is not in choosing between good and bad, but between good and best. Good and best. Good and best. Good and best. You know, too often we concentrate on the things that is not our best. And we keep giving a lot of energy to that. So know that we need to concentrate on our good and our best. We end up where we don't really want to be when we take our eyes off our mark. When you begin to act on your vision, it is a time that you will be stirred up. Both those who want to help you and those who want to hinder you. And I tell you, each and every day is a lesson learned. Because I am going through that as we speak. The law of association states that you become like those with whom you spend time. And the interesting thing is that we always say that to our children. You know, show me your friends and I will tell you who you are. Show me your friends. Show me five of your best friends and I will tell you who you are. However, as adults and as entrepreneurs, we tend to forget that the same thing applies to us. We hang around with people who are naysayers and people who are judgmental and people who are gossips. And we forget that the same thing applies to us, that we will eventually become those people who we are spending quality time with. So be selective. There are no words that could actually describe influence, powerful and subtle. You know, our end results is up to us. I ask myself often, what is it am I bringing into this relationship? What do I have to give to someone? Is it an encouraging word? Is it my evaluation of what it is they are doing? How can I share that with them effectively? You know, don't be part of a group where every time you turn up there, they're talking about somebody else and they're bad-mouthing somebody else's product and all of that. No, no, no. If you were accustomed to do that, thank God it's January now. You have enough time to shred those things. And you have enough time and 11 more months in which to build on what it is you want to do differently. So one of the other important things you want to do differently is to choose your association. There are people have the potential to create their environment, create your environment. Your environment then determines your mindset, and your mindset determines your future. I want to say that again. People have the potential to create their environment. Your environment then determines your mindset. And your mindset determines your future. People of vision are found have found that the minute they decide to fulfill their dreams, all their enemies seem to wake up. I am a testimony of that. All hell breaks loose. So, isn't it a blessing that we are having this conversation today? Because when that happens for you, you can just check it off on your checklist and move along. Sometimes, people who are the most detrimental to your to the fulfillment of your vision are members of your own family. I could very well say, ouch, right here. Because I tell you, if I say 40 ouches, it would be well deserving. So just be on the lookout. People who change the world have declared independence from their other expectations. Know that the only thing you need to stay true to is your vision unto your Creator God, who creates you for the vision to fulfill. Don't think that because you have those loving people called families that you have to be, you know, just be dependent to them and that. No, no, no. No, no, no. Their expectations of you is not important, because you will never be able to meet up to all the expectations that they have for you. Three things that will protect your vision are disassociation, limited association, and expansion of expanded association. Right? However, you will need to be the one who knows which one you need and when. There are times when you have to swallow the pain and the pride and disassociate yourself with certain things and certain people. Certain things and certain people. If you're always part of limited association, then you are not growing. You are staying with the familiar. You remember with Who Moved My Cheese? You got to go out there. You got to be adventurous. So, expanded association helps us to expose the things that we are working on. And with the internet now and social media, there are so many resources that we can use to utilize expanded association. We must increase the positive influences in our lives and decrease the negative ones as we pursue our individual goals in our tandem life. You know, a new year is always great. However, in order for us to be beneficial from a new year, we need to make the decision about creating a new you. I want to tell you that the lines are open. Let me hear from you. I'm not going to be distracted now again because my delivery guys are gone. They took the refrigerator back because there's a big old dent in the front. So they are going to be coming back with a new one on Friday. So I'm going to have me a brand new refrigerator on Friday. So let us continue here with our conversation. What are we expected to do differently in 2012 as an entrepreneur so we can get the best result for what we are doing? It is our job to understand, believe, and write down our vision. While it is God's plan God's responsibility to accomplish them. Do we need to do our part in order for him to do his part? God often gives us dreams that initially confound us because he wants us to make sure we don't attempt to fulfill them apart from him. So, you know, when we do things great, don't get swell-headed. Be humble enough to say, to God be the glory. I give all honor and praise to my Creator. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for blessing me. If it was not for you and for your love and for your blessing and your mercy, I could not have done this. So don't be thinking you're all that. Because without him, we are nothing and we could not accomplish anything. God will never give us a vision without provision for it. So it doesn't matter how rough things appear to be. He is going to give us the vision, the provision for what he has called us to do. The ability and resource are available for what we were born to do, yet your provision is usually hidden until you are in action of your vision. So, one of the things that we will have to be receptive to doing in 2012 is to not sit around and wait for everything to be perfect and everything to be in place. I was talking to a friend of mine who is an amazing, amazing nature teacher. And she right now is in school to become a master gardener. There is so much more that this amazing woman can be doing now. But she finds so many reasons to keep waiting until the next thing is done. Oh, I must have this in place and I must have the other in place. And I'm saying to her, you don't need to wait. You don't need to wait. Do what you can now. So it's amazing because yesterday we were talking and she was mentioning to me that she was speaking with another friend of hers and the friend was telling her to start now. So I smiled, I looked at her and I called her by the first name and I said to her, so where did you hear that before? It's nothing new. And she look at me and say, oh, I know, Daphne, I know. So we got to learn this year to stop procrastinating and just get up and do. It's like jumping. You're in a parachute and you jump out. It's faith. You're taking risk. Just jump out and, hey, maybe the parachute will pop open and it probably won't. But you got to know that whatever happens, you are not alone and that God is out there to protect you. God has already blessed us, all of us, with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. You know what I like about all of this and why I can so comfortably have this conversation today is that God is not going through recession. A friend of mine, Yolanda Webb, wrote a book called Luck Does Not Live Here. And it's the same thing here. God has no luck. He has abundance. Yet we go around and we live in a life of mediocrity. And we don't have, and we every day we get up, we speak in a lock dialogue in our life. We got to stop it. Because everything that he has is ours. So let us start in this 2012, claiming our abundance, pulling down on our abundance, and holding our abundance. There is no lack. There is only abundance. There is enough for all of us. All of us. Prosperity doesn't mean that tomorrow's need is met today. It means that today's need is met tomorrow. We don't know where it's going to come from. We just know that when we are ready, it's going to be here. The true prosperity means to be free of worry and fear. It reflects a state of contentedness that everything necessary is being taken care of. God has designed every purpose with its own prosperity. Sometimes God doesn't give us all the resources we need to fulfill our vision because he has called other people to provide them for us. Right now, this one that I just shared with you is something that we are putting in place now for the project that we are working on. We know this project is not about us. We know it's not for us. But we know the only thing we know is that God is giving the provision to us to do that. And I want to, I'm going to share the rest of the speakers for you in a minute. God has designed every purpose with his own prosperity. So there is no lack. Before he assigns us on duty, he has all the resources in place for us. And it's not always where we think it's coming from. We just know that it is going to be coming. Sometimes God doesn't give us all the resources we need to fulfill our vision because he has called other people to provide them for us. Your obedience to your vision affects not only your life, but also the lives of those who will work with you. Remember, you know, earlier on, Michelle spoke about asking for help. And I know from experience that, you know, when God assigns people, a lot of times you just stand in about your business, and somebody just come and ask you to do something without you even mentioning it. Or they give you something that is needed to help to accomplish a certain task that needs to be done. It can be a skill. It can be anything. It can be a talent. We don't know. But we just need to embrace this year that everything that we need is already in place. When we go to heaven, most of us are going to be shocked that what was ours for us on earth that we never asked for. You know, there's a story. I've heard it shared. I really don't know who. I've heard it so many times. And there is a gentleman that died and went to heaven, and he was going on the tour around, and he keep passing, and he was asking what was in those rooms and everything, and what was in there, and said, you know, well, this was for such and such a person that they didn't claim. But there was one room he got to, and he wanted to know what was in that room. And the angel that was taking him on the tour says that, oh, no, I don't think you want to know. I don't think you want to see this one. He said, yeah, I want to see this one. And when the angel opened the door, it was packed from floor to ceiling, no room, the door could hardly be opened. And the angel made him to understand that those were all the things and all the blessings he had on earth, which he never claimed. Ladies and gentlemen. Never. Five specific ways that God provides the resources to fulfill our visions are land and its inherent wealth, the ability to work, the ability to cultivate, the ability to preserve and reserve for the future, and the ability to pass along wealth, generational wealth. All right, I do have a few more, but I want to just remind you that this Monday I will be co-hosting with Mr. James Nemley over the Building Your Extraordinary Business show, and we will be featuring Mr. Brian Delaney. So here are the lineup on the platform. Mr. Simon T. Bailey, founder of the Brilliance Institute. Miss Crystal Washington. Miss John Mullock, Mr. Brian Delaney, Dr. C.J. Cohn, Mr. William Cohn, Mr. Brian Delaney, Mr. Leon Ellis, Mr. Stephen Jackson, Miss Yolanda Webb, Mr. Sam Oram, Mr. Willie Crawford, Mr. Kobe Huberman, Mr. Edward Foxworth, who is our featured speaker today on Facebook, Miss Jennifer Sertle, Miss Chandel Pitts, Mr. James Nemley, and attorney Ariella Mitchell Durant. And these are our magnificent team who has come together for the Vision Weekend Conference on March the 23rd through the 26th at the prestigious Broadway Millennium Hotel located at 145 West 44th Street in Times Square, New York. We encourage you to visit www.daphneclarkhudson.com and you can secure your registration there. If you are interested in being a vendor or exhibitor, please give us a call there for additional information by calling 866-337-3945. Thank you. 866-337-3945. Now, as we pursue through this year 2012, I want for you to bear in mind and remember that obstacles will come. Obstacles, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to come. So what we are going to do, obstacles will come against us and it will come against our vision. We must persist if we want to persevere for the result of our vision. So don't throw your hand. Don't go into panic. Don't give up. Faithfulness means being true to what you have decided to accomplish and let nothing, absolutely nothing, gets in the way. So perseverance, persistence, determination, all those words, they are new collection of words that you need to begin to focus on. You know, I wake up and I know that every day I'm getting closer and closer to all the wealth. Not only financial wealth, but the wealth in resources, the wealth in health, wealth in abundance, every aspect of wealth. Each and every day, as I awake, I am closer and closer to that in the name of Jesus Christ. So you got to know the words to speak in your life. You know? Faithfulness means being true to what you decide that you are going to accomplish and let nothing stop you. And when I say nothing, guy, I repeated that for a reason. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Steadfastness means that you stand fast and stand steady in the face of resistance. You know, there are times, those of you know those little pop-up thing that they blow the air in and they have it at the party for the kids. Sometimes when the struggles and obstacle hit you, that's how you bob and waving in the wind and bob and waving. And I know that there are times when I have to just visualize my feet being cemented. And I know no matter how strong the turmoil or the conflict, nothing, absolutely nothing is going to root me up. Absolutely nothing is going to root me up. Courage is the ability to stand up in the face of fear. Find your fortitude. This is a year, 2012, when we must find our fortitude to stand strong to. Even though there will be times of stress and disappointment and pressure, your vision will come to pass. Trust me, it will come to pass so long as you believe. Go with the flow. Go with the flow. Regardless of what you do, just don't throw the towel in. Every resistance to your vision comes to make you wiser and stronger, not weaker. Every opposition comes to strengthen you, not to stop you. You know, we are all like palm trees. You notice, no matter how much hurricane come, you always look in Florida, those palm trees are standing strong. And as entrepreneurs, we all need to see ourselves as palm trees. Despise, destiny demands diligence. Destiny demands diligence. One step at a time, one bite at a time, little, 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 steady, steady, steady. Remember the little engine that say, I could, I could, I could, little engine that say, I could. Many people lose because they quit. When life says no the first time, but persistent people win. They never take no for an answer when it comes to their vision. There is not enough darkness in the world to extinguish the light that God has placed in me. And I know the same thing stands for you. Perseverance means to bear up under pressure, up under pressure, up under pressure. Character is formed by pressure. The purpose of pressure is to get rid of what is not of God and to leave that which is pure gold. So it's, you know, the pressure kind of purifies us. So you heard Michelle spoke this morning about what we did last year and the year before is not what we're going to be doing this year. So why not just purify ourselves? Purify, sterilize ourselves, go in the autoclave and sterilize ourselves so we come out purified. So nothing, absolutely nothing will be able to contaminate us. There is no stopping a person who understands that pressure is good for him or her. Pressure is one of the keys to perseverance. The tighter you get pressed, the more purified you're going to come out. It is not those who are swift, but those that endure to the end that success. Steady pace, steady pace, steady pace. Easy going, easy going. I know that one of the things I used to hear my father say as a child is when he was working with the horse or the mule or the donkeys, he's always telling them, easy does it, guy. Come on, boy. Come on, boy. Come on, boy. Easy does it. Easy. Easy does it. Easy. And he would tap them with the right arm right in the neck area. And he would be repeating, easy does it, boy. Come on, boy. Come on, come on. Easy does it. Easy, easy. And this is what I'm sharing with you today as an entrepreneur. Easy does it. Easy. It is 2012. Let us have a consistent, easy pace. Easy does it. Easy does it. Easy does it. Easy does it. Rest if we may, but don't exert yourself to be going too quickly and too fast because you're going to get burnt out and stressed out. Just remember the example I told you about my father working with the mules, the horses and the donkey, and he's patting them on the neck and telling them, easy does it, boy. Easy, boy. Come on. Easy, easy. And after about 10 minutes, you'll be surprised to see how those animals would calm down. Easy does it. It's the same thing for us. We got to develop a speed that is easy and consistent and determined. Vision always demands a cost. You know, for some of us, the list is long. But do not compromise all that you do. Okay? Every true vision will be tested for authenticity. Every true vision will be tested for authenticity. You know, we don't have to be anybody else. We just need to be the best who we are, know what we are called to do, know what we are called to do. And just do it to the best of our ability.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour. And we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
And, you know, I'm so thankful. I hope you have gotten something out of today's conversation. And I want to thank the people who joined us in the chat room. Send us an email. You know, join us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And just let us know some of the advantages and benefits that you have derived from this radio show. And above all, we look forward to seeing you at the Vision Weekend Conference on March the 23rd through the 26th in the Broadway Millennium Hotel. And I want to encourage you to pick up my new book, Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. I'm in that wonderful book with over 300 other contributing authors from across the world. And I'm also, I have three books I'm working on right now. And I know you're going to love them. One is dealing with a collection of motivational quotes and my interpretation of all the quotes that I have used in my life, and another one just have straight quotes without any interpretation, and another book that I am working on, and I'm praying that with God's help, I will have those three ready for the Vision Weekend Conference. So at the Vision Weekend Conference, I'll have five books there, so I'm excited about what God is doing in my life, and I'm just so thankful of all the for all the people who believes in the Vision Weekend Conference and has come alongside us as sponsors, as volunteers, as partners. We are just so thankful. And we just want to you to know that this show is here to encourage you to follow your destiny. We hope that some of the pointers that we share today is worthy to put in your toolkit and to help you to be able to do something extremely, extremely different in 2012 so that you can have a testimony next year of the great things that God has done for you. Thank you, and I will see you on the train to success.
Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial.